Good morning. We're learning Chai Adam, Klal Chavbeis, Simen Yud Gimel. So Chai Adam says 2 points over here. Ein Amdim Lihispalo Mitoch Din, La Mitoch Pilpul. A person should not start the process of davening when prior to that he's been involved in a case of a din or a case of pilpul, discussing it, debating in a sugya. So a person shouldn't set himself up to be before davening involved in a din or a pilpul, because we're concerned that if he's involved in a din or he's involved in this pilpul discussion, his mind is working back and forth and thinking through the different possibilities, and his mind is focused on that, and then it will end up distracting him during davening. So we don't want you to be in that situation. So we say when a person learns before davening, he should try to learn things which are straightforward halacha, halacha psuka, and this way it won't be something which is going to be distracting to him, because he's trying to figure out pshat and work out whether he's right or wrong, etc. He knows what the halacha is, and that's it. That's the first thing he says. If he was involved in a pilpul and the seerah said a davening, we don't say that it's impossible for him to be mechaber and therefore he should not daven now, even though he won't have a seerah later on. But not having a seerah later on doesn't give you a right to daven a tefillah, which is not a good tefillah. And if we're concerned that he's going to have this distraction, maybe it's not considered a tefillah. And therefore, even if the tzibur is starting to daven now, he should not daven with them. So that we said that's not true. That if the tzibur did start, he should start with the tzibur, and he has the responsibility to try and stay as focused as he can. And that's what a person should do. Now he says, if he's learning with other people, so he should not start. But if a person did start learning with others, giving a shir, and there's still going to be time after the tzibur is davening to daven tefillah within the time frame which are given, so then the Chai Adam Pastans, he does not need to interrupt his learning with the tzibur, with this group, and as long as there's going to be time after he finishes learning with them to daven tefillah in the proper time, even though he will lose the milah tefillah b'tzibur, but since it's tamal tarab rabim, he should not be masel. He should not be interrupt. However, this is only b'di'evad. Chashili, he should not have put himself in that situation that he's going to be. He should not have been. It's also lahaskel. The Bir Halacha does talk about a siman kufov. That possibly, if he started beheter, it means before Alos Hashachar, so he started beheter. So that would be the chachila to do that. Start that early and then continue afterwards. He's not once he started beheter, he's not mukhiyev to stop. Okay. So that which we many places they learn before davening, so we have to understand exactly what we're doing, because we've been mentioning in the last year we have multiple concerns about learning before davening. So in the Sefer Einayim L'Mishpat and Masechtas Brachos Daf Hei Amud Beis, where there the Gemara says that he was makban and having his tefilasi samach l'mitasi. So the Einayim L'Mishpat quotes that he says if the mazber what that means. So he learns that the Rambam learns that not like Rashi, that the Rambam did not mention the din of limud, whereas Rashi said it's us to learn. Now quotes a quote from Rav Natra Noi Goyin, one of the Goyinim, that that Rav Nasrinoi Goyin said the following: Shekach Herunu Min Hashemayim. This is what they've shown him through heavenly direction, heavenly inspiration. She Yisrael Hamashkimim LeBeis Hakneses B'Shabbos V'Metayvim. People who get up early Shabbos morning and go to learn. And at the morning, go learn. They're starting to learn after the Zman Kriya Shema. So that's not halachically proper. And they continue learning till close to the end of the time. And then they daven. So they're learning, stretching out this learning. And they're davening possibly less. On the other hand, that the idea of learning for davening is something very positive. So the Rav Nasrinoi Goyin says, "Yofahim moisim v'kach mirim b'bobo mitchilos golus v'shana v'nei kershia golus." Because the kershia golus miyot talimud titu lahashkin v'zeknes v'smeder shalumud ad shachris. Because of the potential, as were the Kershi of the Golus, they allowed, they said you should go learn beforehand, because when you're going to have a chance to learn, if not now, on Shabbos. And Yofa Emerson, they showed him in Shemayim that what we're doing with davening, in general, it's not limited to that type of case, in general, what we're doing with davening is considered actually. Shemayim was pleased that that's what we're doing, as opposed to being displeased. Okay, have a good morning, and we will continue on to the next cloud tomorrow.